Revelation 2 and verse 7. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. The complete verse reads like this: He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Christ addressing to the angel, the messenger of the church in Ephesus, addressing the entire church there, the ecclesia, in the end turns to the individual. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give, and we can read it there, him, that person. My brother, my sister, this speaks to me as an individual. It speaks to churches, but it speaks to me as an individual and you also. There is a qualification here. If you like, a condition. To him who overcomes. Brother, sister, are you going to be an overcomer? Overcoming what? Temptation. Overcoming the opposition of the world. Satanic attack. The criticism of other believers. The attractions of the world. Trials. Difficulties. Disappointments. Setbacks. Are you going to overcome? Am I going to overcome? Am I going to overcome the temptation to lose my first love? Remember, that was the issue here. You have forsaken your first love, verse 4. Not only let it drift, you have forsaken it. Will I overcome? Will I remember? Will I repent? Will I return? Will I reform? Will I go on persevering and reaching the end? To him, to her who overcomes, I will give. Tremendous promise. Whatever the promise may mean, and I'm not very clear on these promises. They are often quite mysterious to me. But Christ has precious promises for his overcoming people. A sovereign gift of Christ. I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. What is the paradise about? I take that to be the new heavens and the new earth. The Jehovah's Witnesses make much of the fact that it's a new earth, don't they? They deride Christians for talking about heaven. Well, brother and sister, the hope we have is for a new heaven and a new earth. New heavens, new earth, yes. Wherein dwells righteousness, the paradise of God, the everlasting bliss, whatever it may be. The tree of life, whatever that is. Life being sustained forever and ever in the paradise of God. And Christ will give the right to eat from that tree. How do you read these warnings, these promises? For there is a warning in this text. To him who does not overcome, to her who does not overcome, what will that mean? You get the same in Hebrews, and I know many find their way round these texts. They can skirt them. I don't want to skirt them. I want to take them seriously. Whatever the consequences of falling short and so on, I don't want to go down that route. I want to be an overcomer. May God make me an overcomer. May I overcome today, and then tomorrow, and every day, until I reach the end, and finally enter into everlasting bliss. To him who overcomes. Brother and sister, aim to be an overcomer. Pray to be an overcomer. Work to be an overcomer. Look to Christ to be an overcomer. Prove the Spirit's power to overcome. Overcome the world. Overcome the coldness of the age. Overcome the worldliness and carnality that's going on. And become a strong and vibrant and growing and developing believer to the very last day. and you enter paradise. Unbeliever, I come back to you again, that passage in 1 Peter 4. If this kind of judgment begins with the people of God, where will you appear? This is a word for the unbeliever. Don't dilly-dally any longer. Close with Christ now. Don't let Satan overcome you. Overcome him by trusting the great overcomer himself, Christ. It's a word to every professing believer. Did you know, if you read the Gospels, Christ, and it's often said that he has set more on everlasting judgment than any writer or any speaker in the Bible. Did you know that he said all of those things, I believe it's all of them, to professing believers, not to the world. I don't say the world won't come into judgment, but it's a professing believer in the Gospels. Read it and see. This is the warning to us, brother and sister. This is a serious business. Read Hebrews and see the warning passages. Chapter 2, chapter 6, chapter 10, and so on. You'll find them. Plenty there. And here we have another. Yes, there is a promise, but there is a warning. May we overcome. May we prove the glory of this promise. Be an overcomer and see and know and enjoy Christ giving us the right to eat from the tree of life forever and ever in the paradise of God. Perhaps Roland Roberts' hymn may help. Far off I see the goal, O Saviour, guide me. I feel my strength is small, be Thou beside me. With vision ever clear, with love that conquers fear, and grace to persevere, O Lord, provide me. Whene'er thy way seems strange, go thou before me, and lest my heart should change, O Lord, watch o'er me. But should my faith prove frail, and I through blindness fall, O let thy grace prevail, and still restore me. Should earthly pleasures wane, and joy forsake me, if lonely hours of pain at length o'ertake me, my hand in thine hold fast, till sorrow be o'erpast, and gentle death at last for heaven awake me. There with the ransomed throng, who praise for ever the love that made them strong to serve for ever, I too would see thy face, thy finished work retrace, and magnify thy grace, redeemed for ever. Well, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Lord, make us to overcome and give us the joy of everlastingly enjoying and partaking of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. For our good, yes, but for your glory. For the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.